Chapter 18. Dismantling the Source of Anger to Find Nothingness. Dear Prawn, I am going to tell you about an approach to alleviate your anger, which is more intriguing than all the previous means I have talked about. Pra Puttako Sakarya, the author of Visuddhimagga, places his approach prior to giving, which come last. But I would like to rearrange the order and place it next to last. The approach is called Dismantling the Source of Anger to Find Nothingness. My reason for this is that this approach is very profound, hard to comprehend, and hard to accomplish for most laymen who are still attached to sight, taste, smell, sound, and all designated mind matters. The old Pali scriptures call this anger-quelling approach dismantling. If we contemplate the corporeal composition which comprises the identity of the person with whom we are angry, we will see that nothing really exists. This is only what we call by a name. The real person, who is the source and target of our anger, is indeed a non-entity. What we see as a person, a Mr. Such and Such, is only the name we have designated to, a mere supposition. Our offender is only a supposed entity, which never really exists. The fact that we see him in material form and feel angry towards him is because we are imagining. On a deeper level, this amounts to the fact that we are angry at nothingness, and someone who is infuriated by nothingness is not smart at all, is he? It is a waste of energy and brains. Better to save time, energy, and brains being wasted in being offended by nothingness and do something else useful. By regarding the individual who is the object of our anger as nothingness, we can look at him on many levels. I will give you examples from the simplest to the most elaborate as follows. A. Dismantling a person into the four elements. B. Dismantling a person into the five aggregates. C. Dismantling a person into mind matter. D. Dismantling a person into 32 components. Dismantling a person into four elements. Breaking down a person into the natural elements, we see only four, namely earth, water, fire, and wind, commonly known as the four elements. 1. Solid matter, such as hair on the head, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, tendon, bone, bone tissue, kidney, spleen, heart, liver, membrane, lungs, colon, intestine, newly consumed food, old stale food, or any internal or external solid matter is called earth. 2. Fluid matter, such as bile, sputum, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, lard, saliva, mucus, synovial fluid, urine, brain, or any internal or external fluid matter is called water. 3. Thermal matter, such as body warming heat, ailing heat, agitating heat, digestive heat, or any internal or external thermal matter is called fire. 4. Volatile or tension-causing matter, such as upward air, downward air, stomach air, intestinal air, dispersing air, breath, or any internal or external volatile or tension-causing matter is called wind. If we see our offender as a materialization of the four elements, we should realize that there is no Mr. A, Mr. B, or Miss C at all. There is only an amalgam of the four elements. As such, what good does it do to address our anger to the four elements? Dismantling a person into the five aggregates. Besides being of the four elements, every human can be seen from a narrower perspective in terms of subdivisions called the five aggregates, as follows. 1. What is intangible or visible form called corporeal reality? 2. What is sensation, whether pleasure, displeasure, or indifference, called feeling? 3. What is in the memory, the faculty of separating this from that and differentiating this from that, is called perception? 4. What is in the mind, whether good or bad, called mental formation? 5. What is recognized, such as the eye seeing a tangible form, recognizing it as corporeality? The ear hearing a sound, recognizing it as a sound. The tongue discerning a taste, the body recognizing a touch, and the pondering mind recognizing it as such, called consciousness. If we examine the object of our anger as a pile of five aggregates, dismantling him into corporeal reality, consciousness, you will see that the source of our anger does not remain. However hard we search, we can never locate the persona of Mr. A, Mr. B, or Miss C, at whom we are angry. As such, let us ask ourselves, who am I angry at? What exactly do I want from a mere pile of the five aggregates? It is such a waste of time paying attention to him. Dismantling a person into mind matter. If we continue dismantling the five aggregates into subdivisions, you see only two essential components. The material factor, which is called corporeal reality, and the abstract factors comprising perception, feeling, mental formations, and consciousness, which are called mental factors. Reducing the person with whom we are angry down to the last slightest bit, we see only those two components, corporeal reality and mental factors. The person who is the target of our anger is non-existent. He is simply a mass of corporeal reality and mental factors. And what on earth are we addressing our anger at? What nonsense! Such thinking will rid us of anger. Dismantling a person into the 32 components. It may be too exoteric to dismantle a person into mind matter. You might want to try another approach which is more comprehensive and easier to see, because we all recognize the 32 components, members of the body. We recognize them as such, but hardly apprehend their Latin value. When contemplating the body of the person we are angry with, by dismantling him into the 32 components, we should tell ourselves the following. The person who is the object of your anger, in fact, is just made up of 32 components, namely hair on the head, body hair, nails, teeth, skin, flesh, tendon, bone, bone tissue, kidneys, heart, liver, membrane, spleen, lungs, colon, intestine, newly consumed food, old stale food, bile, splenium, pus, blood, sweat, fat, tears, lard, saliva, mucus, synovial fluid, urine, and brain. Contemplate clearly with insightful wisdom which particular part makes up the person you are angry with. This Mr. A, Mr. B, or Miss D? Is it the hair that make up Mr. A? Is it the nails that make up Mr. A? Is it the teeth, urine, or brain that makes up Mr. A? No part seems to make up the person of Mr. A. This Mr. A, with whom we are so pissed off, seems to be non-existent. What is our only isolated parts of the 32 components? As such, who on earth are we so blindly angry with? Dissolving our anger by means of dismantling a person into elements or components until we see nothingness in a radical means of eradicating the source of anger. A person who possesses the right view of seeing a man as elements or nothingness is a transcendent composition which is illusory, or only temporarily supposed to be, is unlikely to fall prey to anger. Reasons. 1. There is no one to be angry with. And 2. the angry one does not exist. If you see other as nothingness, you yourself are also nothingness. Given this last measure, anger dematerializes without a trace forever. The kind of enlightenment arises from insight meditation at the level of arahantship. Still, for a layman, even if it is a transitory insight, the anger that remains is slight and not powerful enough to blind him with rage. He will gradually come to his senses and let go of his anger according to the degree of his insight. To draw an analogy, the person who gets the better of his anger and see through the heart of the matter is like a wise person who recognizes a beautiful adorned casket its true function. For example, a coffin containing a crop. In spite of its beautiful outward shell, he does not take delight in its beauty. It is like a mindful person trying to catch an eel, but instead grabbing a snake. The moment he realizes that it is a snake, his mind tells him to throw it away instantly. Those who ultimately see through their own anger and through the people who offended them, until they see the others as composed of nothingness and see anger as a foreign emotion, wishes as illusory and transcend as the passing of a hazy sun, can easily let go of their own anger and the object of their anger. They will be delight in eliminating the anger from your mind just as they spit. When anger has no hold on you, your mind is set free and is everlastingly light, fresh, cheerful, and peaceful. Your teacher.